today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to begin in Psalm 119 and verse 105. It may be a familiar verse to you. Wait until you hear it. Psalm 119 and verse 105. Then we're going to go over to 1 Timothy and look at a verse over there here in a few moments. So if you can, get you a Bible and open the Scripture as we consider His Word together today. Now for the last time, we're going to offer our book, Consider His Word, the last time this year. And it may be, Lord willing, next December before we offer our book again. But we're making the offer, the book, Consider His Word, for $20. Now, that's a gift to this ministry for $20, and that includes the postage. So just for $20, you can order the book, Consider His Word. Now, the book is a daily devotional. You can read through the Bible in a year if you wish. And then there's a devotional out of that reading for every day. And it's kind of a journal as well. There's a place where you can write your own thoughts and write down things you want to praise the Lord for and things you're praying about, making your own prayer list and things like that. Consider His Word is the name of the book. Same as a program. And so for a gift to this ministry for $20, we'll be glad to send the book to you. We're also still sending out our calendars. We have a few left. These are little magnetic calendars that you can, you know, they're just little calendars that you can put on a refrigerator or in something metallic. I love these little calendars, and I usually try to get one every year. And so this year I decided to just make my own. And so this is just a reminder to pray for us and to hear, listen to the ministry. It has a website on the magnet, and that's about it. And so you can get those for free. Now, you can get the write for the book or write for the free magnets. Our mailing address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, you can also email me directly. Again, send me an address and where you're hearing the program today. The email address is considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, you can also contact us through the website at considerhisword.org. You just go to the website, you'll see a little tab that says Contact Us, and you can write to us through the website. And so write to us for the book, write to us for the calendars. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You know, as we finish up this year, boy, it's been a tough year, hasn't it? And I hope by this time you realize this program is being recorded weeks in advance. And I hope by this time we're beginning to see the end of this pandemic. I don't know about you, but I've just about had enough of wearing masks everywhere I go, wearing them to church and wearing them to go to the store and all of those things. I'm ready for all of that to be over. And as we think about coming to the end of the year and looking forward to a new year, we're hoping 2021 will be a much better year. We begin kind of evaluating ourselves and evaluating things about what we want to do. You realize many people make resolutions. I don't make resolutions. I might make a commitment of some kind or look at how I read the scripture or things in my life, and I may change some things. So many people start new diets at the New Year's, and the holiday is over. And all of these things, we begin to think about them. You know, and they involve discipline, they involve commitment. But one thing that I really want to encourage you about today is to read the Word of God every day. Read your Bible. Psalm 119, 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." If you want God's guidance, if you want God working in your life, it's so important that you make a commitment to read the Word of God every day. We're going to be talking about how to do that today and how you can put together a plan of your own to read through the Scripture this year. Another verse I want to point out is 1 Timothy 4, in verse 13 says, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine." And so we're encouraged to read the Word of God. And so I want to give you just a couple of things that might help you get started. First of all, when you sit down to read the Word of God, have a purpose. Why are you reading the Word of God? You want to have a purpose so that it's just not kind of an empty ritual, that you're just kind of looking at words and not really reading them, maybe just kind of perusing them and not really getting anything. It's almost like chewing a piece of steak and then spitting it out. You don't really gain anything from it. Maybe a little inspiration or something of that nature, but you need to have a purpose, and that first purpose should be for spiritual growth. 1 Peter 2:2 says, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." And you ought to have a purpose of spiritual growth, to grow spiritually. Look at your life over the last year. Have you grown spiritually this last year? I know many have, because of it almost feels like persecution. I really believe some churches have been persecuted because of the pandemic. Perhaps you've grown spiritually this year. You can only determine that yourself. But no one really can do that for you. And we read the Word of God to grow spiritually. You know, I believe one of the problems in the churches today is immature believers, people who have known Christ for years, perhaps, and their spiritual growth has been practically nothing. They're still babes desiring the sincere milk of the Word. And now, that's important, but if you're going to be reading the Word of God, you're going to grow. The Word of God is like food to us. It nourishes us. It helps us to grow in the Lord. And we start out with the milk, as Peter said, to desire the sincere milk of the Word. But as you grow in the Lord, you don't drink that milk the whole rest of your life. You move from milk to some food that is a little bit able to eat and to swallow. And then you eventually work your way all the way up to meat. Little by little, you grow more and more and more, and you eat more and more and more. You know, The food, without nourishment, we get weak. And without the nourishment of the Word of God, you get weak spiritually. My, how the Word of God would strengthen you and help you to grow. That purpose not only is in growing in the Lord, but it helps in our walk with the Lord. Letting God speak to you through His Word. You know, you talk to Him through prayer, but let Him speak to you and speak to your heart. And that purpose is learning more about the Lord, learning more about how He lived and how He treated people. Remember, the Scripture says, 2 Timothy 3:16, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." And the Bible teaches us about the Lord. You want to know about God? Get in His book. And He'll reveal to you His nature. He'll reveal to you His strength and His power and who He is. The Bible teaches us about the Lord. It teaches us about God. It teaches us about Jesus. It teaches us how to live. It teaches us how to do right, how to know what's right to do. The Bible teaches us how to respond to hard times, trials. The Bible gives us wisdom, and it will give you courage. You know what else? The Bible will build your faith. You know, that's a line from our song. The Word of God will build your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So start with a purpose. Now I would encourage you to do this as well, to find you a place. Yeah, get you a regular place where you can sit down and read the Scripture. I have a place where I sit down every morning, and my Bible is right there next to my chair. And the first thing I do, even before I eat breakfast many times, is to pick up that Bible and read some of it for that day. Yeah, I don't recommend reading the Bible in bed. Some do that, and I don't recommend that at all. Maybe find you a place in a coffee shop. Many do that, or maybe a place out in the woods or on the porch. A place that's comfortable and well-lighted. A place that you get to regularly. Just find you a quiet place where you can be alone with God and His Word. And then the third thing I want to encourage you about is to have a plan. And there are so many plans out there. Now, when I say to have a plan, you know, many plan to read through the Bible in a year. I've done that for many years. I didn't do that this year. Some just read through the Old Testament or the New Testament. I knew a pastor that would read through the New Testament about five times a year. And you can have a plan. It doesn't have to be the whole Bible. It could be a book of the Bible. Find a plan and follow it. Many get little devotionals that you can find online or find in your Christian bookstore, much like the Consider His Word devotional that will help you read through the Bible in a year. There's Bible reading calendars. And in fact, I have a few. If you'll write to me, I'll send you a little Bible reading calendar. Little church planners and tracts you can find. There's places all over the internet where you can find plans to read the Bible. There's so many apps on your phone. Many read on their app, and you can do it that way. But however you do it, get you a place, get you a purpose, and have a plan. And stick with that plan, and begin reading the Word of God every day. You'll see, you'll grow. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
Consider His Word.